I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Reminder, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, October 27, 2025, for jury duty, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. Well, impacts from the shutdown of the government come to Inyo. Health and Human Services Director Anna Scott announced on Tuesday that the federal government shutdown is expected to impact CalFresh benefits in Inyo County. According to Scott, should the federal shutdown continue beyond October 23rd, November CalFresh benefits, a program that serves 2,087 Inyo County residents and their families, may be delayed. Scott said any benefits unspent from previous months will roll over. However, benefits for the month of November will be delayed until the shutdown ends. CalFresh benefits are funded 100% with federal dollars, and there are currently no mechanisms or state and or local governments to temporarily continue benefits with non-federal funds. So far, the impacts are isolated to CalFresh and no other services offered through the HHS Public Assistance and Aging Division. Officials at the state level are encouraging CalFresh clients to seek assistance from local food banks while benefits are on hold. However, that might not be so easy for Inyo County residents. As your board is aware, and many of our community members are aware, there have been significant federal cuts to food bank services nationwide. Inyo Mono Association for Community Action, who runs our food bank services in Inyo County, is struggling to meet ends and has had to cut back on distribution, Scott said. We're continuing to look at ways that we can help support from the county level, but we do not anticipate there will be some pretty significant impacts from a food security perspective. Health and Human Services is currently reaching out to community organizations who support the social safety net in Inyo County to identify alternative resources and opportunities to community support. More talks and information will be shared in the coming weeks. For more information and frequently asked questions on the issue of the government shutdown and the impacts to CalFresh, please visit our website at sierrawave.net. Well, let's talk about incoming traffic impacts. Most of them in our area are going to be Mono County. There's the June Lake pole replacement on State Route 158 between North Shore Drive and Big Rock Road. Utility crews will replace poles on Monday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience five-minute delays. There's going to be the Gold Lake pole replacement on State Route 158 from Gold Lake Road to Aspen Road. Utility crews will replace poles on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Green Creek pole replacement on US 395 near Green Creek Road in the Bridgeport Valley. Utility crews will replace poles on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. On the Rattlesnake Curve shoulder work on US 395 just south of Swagger Creek Road north of Bridgeport, crews will work in the northbound shoulder Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Bridgeport pole replacement on US 395 from Jack Sawyer Road to 2 miles south. Utility crews will replace poles on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Now remember, these delays add up and these are just the new incoming traffic impacts. For the ongoing traffic impacts, please visit our website at sierrawave.net. Remember, these impacts add up. Plan them and the delays into your schedule so that you don't arrive late. Hopefully you just arrive early. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley is calling for a swift congressional action to reauthorize the Secure Rural Schools program, which provides essential funding to public schools in rural communities across the United States, including those in California's 3rd Congressional District. The SRS program was created in 2000 to offset revenue losses for counties containing large areas of national forest land where timber sales have been dropping. These declines have directly impacted several rural counties in Congressman Kelly's district, where local school budgets have and are heavily reliant on this federal support. The most recent congressional authorization of the SRS program expired in September of 2023. leaving a significant funding gap. Without reauthorization, counties in California's 3rd District are set to receive just $4.49 million, a sharp drop from the $8.59 million they would receive under a full-funded SRS program, a shortfall of more than $4 million that jeopardizes the quality of education and essential services in rural schools. Helping rural schools across the nation receive necessary funding is something Congress needs to do immediately, said Congressman Kelly. That's one of the many reasons why the House of Representatives should be in session. Passing legislation like the SRS reauthorization would provide real immediate help to communities that need it. This week, Congressman Kelly met with Future Farmers of America students who spoke about the cutbacks their program is having to make without SRS funding. Both the House and the Senate have worked in a bipartisan way to pass SRS funding, but have yet to get over the finish line. Paul Jonathan Martin Friedman was born in Rochelle, Illinois on January 25, 1951. Paul lost his life October 18, 2025 in a highway collision. Burial will be at a later date. Arrangements are made by Bruni Mortuary. Paul is survived by his sister Priscilla Douglas Jacobson, his niece Sonia Jacobson, and Cindy Manthe, and their children, several cousins, and many friends. Memorials may be given to the Eastern Sierra Museum. For Paul's complete obituary, please go to sierrawave.net or on Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. All right, well, the long-anticipated 2 weeks are over. Bishop Twin Theater is opening back up, and they're starting off with a bang. We got Tron Ares and One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. For showtimes and information, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, go to sierrawave.net. And for even more news, go to Sierra Wave Media on Facebook. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks again for listening.